growing success.
Down to the regional championship here on Care Radio. The Valley Falls Dragons and the Donovan West Mustangs excited to bring you the coverage. We got to dive right into this championship lineup card for both these teams here today. Let's start with the road team, 3-seed Donovan West Mustangs at 18-6. Dustin Veach will lead it off. He is in center field. Pitching is Colter Peterson, batting second as well. Cooper Everly bats third. He's at shortstop. Hayden Paulino, the catcher, he bats fourth. Preston Pace bats fifth. He is at third base. Taven Clary is at first base, batting sixth. Kaysen Keller bats seventh. He is at second base. Brett Heim, he bats eighth and is out in left field. And Rucker Horing, the right fielder, rounds out the lineup for D. West here in this one. For Valley Falls at 21-4, the number one seed on their home field, Hayden Carney, the senior shortstop, he'll lead things off. Damian Cervantes, the sophomore second baseman after that. Batting third is the pitcher and senior Trenton Van Houten. And the cleanup spot is junior catcher Colin Carney. Batting fifth is junior right fielder Carter Pickerel. Batting sixth is sophomore third baseman Brayson Miller. Bottom third of the order, A.J. Reeves, the junior DH. He will bat seventh. Grant Meyer, the left fielder, and junior will bat eighth. And Matt Stapp, he'll round it out batting ninth, a sophomore center fielder with Brady Nellis in the flex, the junior at first base. Ready to go, man. We have had two good games here today. Valley Falls 7-0 winner against JCN earlier in the afternoon, and an absolute thriller in game two with Donovan West scoring the game tying or the game winning run essentially in the top of the seventh inning, a 2-1 win on a wild pitch over the Oskaloosa Bears. A spot in Great Bend, good sir, on the line next week.
Tell you what, this is exactly what a lot of people wanted to see when they're outside looking in. They see Valley Falls, they're like, yeah, that's a team that's going to be in that regional final. And then we said at the top of the previous game, Donovan West was the underdog, if you will. Team from not in the Northeast Kansas League, not familiar with these two opponents that they were going to be potentially playing today. And Oskaloosa, a very high-quality team. Man, Miller pitched great for Oskaloosa, but Everly pitched even better. And D. West had opportunities knocked, and they took advantage of them. They're the 3-seed. It's not like it's a massive underdog, Brandon. However, it's a 3-1 matchup. This is a great matchup between two teams that, again, not very familiar with each other, playing in different leagues. But no matter what, a local team going out to Great Bend next week for a state tournament.
Well, starting with Valley Falls, again, they defeated Jefferson County North 7-0 in the first game today, that first semifinal, improving their record to 21-4. Pretty dominant from the jump, scored in all but two innings in that victory. And then an absolute thriller, as we mentioned, with Donovan West, a 2-1 winner against Oskaloosa. And that second semifinal game, 18-6 is the Mustangs' record. Pretty much the same lineups across the board for these two teams that they utilized in the semifinals, but just a couple position changes here and there. And I want to start with the pitching matchup here. We knew it pretty much going in that Trenton Van Houten, if they got to this game, that he would get the ball, and he has been elite all season long. And the counterpart for Donovan West, it's going to have to keep pace. That is Colter Peterson.
That's a big thing. It's a tall task to do. I mean, Trent Van Houten is one of the best in the entire state.
I would be shocked if he wasn't first team all state.
Yeah, in this classification on the hill. And I actually ran into him as I was going to get another water bottle.
Is he okay?
I ran into him. I'm a solid guy, so I'm glad that he's okay. But he walked by, and I said, "You getting the ball?" He goes, "Yes, sir." And I said, "So good luck to you." And he goes, "Thank you very much, sir." And I said, that's my first interaction with the kid. And, you know, again, just the fact that these kids are more than just players. They're kids, and the respect that these kids have for each other and everybody that's here cheering them on. It's going to be a great, great game. I look forward to this one. You know, right into my keys really quickly here. Pitches was important for me in the last matchup. This one not so much because we're in the final game of this regional, so every pitcher that's available is going to be throwing if need be here. So pitches don't really matter to me in this game, but for Valley Falls, can they have that same kind of production they had in their first matchup of the day where they were scoring runs, at least one, maybe two, through the first four, five, six innings? If that's the case, Valley Falls will be in Great Bend next week. For Donovan West, can they keep pace with Valley Falls? And what I mean by that is, can they get as many runners on as the Dragons do? And what we saw was Donovan West, they're not going to be as super aggressive on the base paths as Valley Falls will be, but can they trust what their lineup is going to be providing for them and moving those runners around?
This will be the 13th start of the season for Trenton Van Houten. He's got a record of 10-1 and a sub-1 ERA. A regional champion is set to be crowned. Donovan West out of the Twin Valley League. Valley Falls out of the Northeast Kansas League. Here is the lefty in Dustin Beach, the center fielder. Batting from the left side, leading things off. The right-handed thrower in Trenton Van Houten fires in the first pitch. A called strike in the regional championship is underway.
Once again, a shift around of the umpires. New home plate umpire once again for this title.
0-1. Ground ball right side, hit hard, fielded by Cervantes. Nicely done, and has plenty of time to get the out. Dustin Beach ground out to second, and that's the first out of the game.
Nellis hanging on tight over there at first base for the Dragons, and that was routine. 4-3 put out for the first out.
Talked about limiting the pitch count for these guys early on in this game, and it took all the two pitches to get out number one for Trenton Van Houten. Here's Colton Peterson, the counterpart. We'll be on the bump in the bottom half, and he swings and misses at the first offering. It's 0-1.
You don't see this very often, but a left-handed catcher is Colin Carney's back there for the Dragons.
Colin pitched a great game in that 7-0 win against JCN earlier today. There's a pitch low and in the dirt, one ball, one strike. I mentioned some of Trenton's stats, his 13th start of the year, a 10-1 record, a sub-1 ERA. And Peterson swinging a miss there, and it's quickly 1-2.
Yeah, he went off speed on that first ball that he threw. I'd like to see if he goes back off speed here.
There is a great crowd behind us. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-2, but sticking with the crowd. Both communities bringing it out in heavy doses for this regional championship. Glad to bring it to you here on Care. 2-2, fouled away. Cooper Everly on deck.
Off speed there, a little curveball action. And Peterson was out in front of it just a little bit, but able to keep his hands back just enough to earn it one more pitch.
Trenton Van Houten, the big righty, sets and delivers. This is hit to the right side, up into the netting and foul. It was stays, two balls and two strikes. Colin Carney the catcher, Miller at third, Hayden Carney at short, Cervantes at second, Nellis the first baseman, Meyer in left, Stapp in center, Pickerel is in right. Another 2-2 and another foul ball. Good battle here between Van Houten and Peterson.
That was his seventh pitch of this at bat.
After two in the first.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Another 2-2 offering is on the way. Brings in the submarine, and it gets away after a swing and miss, and the base runner is going to be applied. He came at him with the submarine style. You're going to see it throughout the course of the game, and got Peterson to swing over it and strike out, but it got away from Carney. And a one-out base runner here for the Mustangs.
So still counted as a strikeout in the statistical columns for Van Houten. However, the pass ball allowing Peterson to take first base.
Runner at first base for the Mustangs. One down. Here's Cooper Everly. Sensational start for him in that victory on the mound against Oskaloosa just a little while ago. And he takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1.
Good changeup there from Van Houten on the first delivery.
Van Houten out of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it straight back to Everly to make it 0-2.
We've seen Valley Falls turn two in their game earlier today a couple times, so we know that the middle infield is definitely capable of that. Van Houten trying to keep the ball down here, maybe dribble one up here.
Valley Falls elite defensively, no errors in that semifinal win today. Another sidearm delivery, and it's fouled straight back to keep it at 0-2.
Is that Van Houten out there? Or is that Quisenberry?
I mean,
you know,
one of the two.
My goodness, that is a low submarine arm angle.
Peterson at first base. There's a soft toss back, and it kind of ricochets away from Nellis at first, but not enough for Peterson to go. And Van Houten, as good as any, is picking off runners. And he tried to there, but Peterson back. No balls, two strikes here on Everly. Just getting going. Regional title game as this one is lifted high in the air. Foul territory. I'm making a run for it, and I don't get there.
Man,
0-2.
You ran hard. You ran fast. I'm very impressed.
I mean, I'm sure the listeners at home probably heard the hug and chug of the breath there. But
I mean, next time you say you're going to take out running, I'll make sure to make the foot noise for you.
Hayden Paulino on deck. One out, one on here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the high cheese. And the first strikeout for Van Houten here today.
Yeah, I really chased that one up out
Correction
of the zone.
Number two, beg your pardon.
Chased that one up out of the zone that time. But Van Houten, hey, got a little help from the batter in Everly. Two away here in this top half of the first.
The back-to-back strikeouts as it's up to Hayden Paulino, who got the scoring, should say minimal scoring, started in that semifinal with Oskaloosa with an RBI single in the first. And he takes one off speed. And in there for a called strike, it's 0-1.
Yeah, he started off every batter with an off-speed pitch. That time, another changeup from Van Houten.
Mustangs a record of 18-6 after the win today. It's hit off the end part of the bat, but strength lifting it out to left field. Held up enough for Meyer to run it down in the gap to retire the side. So Van Houten gets one on, but he strikes out two. And Paulino flies out to end the inning. We've played half an inning here in Valley Falls. The regional title game is on the line here. Valley Falls coming up with no score here on CARE.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, fans aplenty supporting both these teams here today. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Donovan West here in Valley Falls trying to come away with a regional title. No scores. We go to this home first. Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, Trenton Van Houten do up as Colter Peterson gets the nod in this regional title game for the Mustangs.
How about some breaking news, Brandon? I don't know if you said it beforehand or not, but the defending champs in 2-1A
softball.
State softball.
The two-time defending champs. Yep, we saw it, but I did not mention it. If you didn't see it, the McLouth Bulldogs losing in their semifinal game to the Rossville Bulldogs. 6-5 was that final. So that certainly was sending shockwaves through the fans here, as that was kind of a heavy discussion between games. So we have certainly seen a few upsets across the board, but that might be the biggest one yet to this point.
Unbelievable, really. I mean, Ballard Patterson, what a great program over there at McLouth. And
the only team to beat McLouth in the last two-plus seasons. Rossville has done it three times. Of course, McLouth, two losses a year ago. They went undefeated the year before that. They were undefeated this year. The two losses last year to Rossville, and their lone loss to Rossville this year that cuts them up short in that regional title game. Colter Peterson gets his final warm-up toss. Here's the all-time hits leader in the state of Kansas, Hayden Carney, the senior shortstop, leading things off for the home team Dragons in this first inning of play. Colter Peterson toes the slab, his right foot steered towards the third base side of the rubber. And his first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, a fastball called strike, and here we go. Cervantes and Van Houten after that.
Getting on top right there, Peterson. And his big shoes to fill from that first game, for sure.
Took a little bit off there, and a swing and a foul off down the third base line. He quickly gets Carney out in front, 0-2.
Yeah, slow-moving curveball there from Peterson, and Carney way out in front of that one.
Just getting going, bottom of the first inning, no score. The 0-2, laid off the high fastball, one ball, two strikes.
Climbing the ladder, you see that a lot. Heck, you saw that from Van Houten, who got Eberle to swing at a high fastball.
1-2, lifted out towards center field. Beach, a couple steps to his right in front of the fence, makes the catch for out number one.
Yep, didn't have to move very far at all, but Carney, good bat on ball there, just hits it right at a defender. Just a few pitches in for Peterson, and the Mustangs have their first out of the game.
Here's Cervantes, sophomore second baseman. Dealt with a little bit of an injury in the middle portion of the season. Missed a little bit of time, but not much, but a crucial part. Missed top third of this Valley Falls order. First pitch by Peterson. Delt high fastball called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, it was a good pitch right there. Again, you're seeing him start off on top. What I mean by that is first pitch strikes.
0-1 in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Again, talk about the fan support. Can't say it enough. There are a lot of people enjoying this one here today. The winner moves on to Great Bend next Thursday for the state tournament. Of course, the Dragons there a year ago, but came up short. And a first-round loss to Medicine Lodge. Next one just missed away. Two balls, one strike here on Damian Cervantes.
And that's back-to-back curveballs that have came in as balls for Peterson.
Peterson sets, kicks, and delivers. Just missed outside with the fastball. Three balls, one strike.
You know, one game ago, that was the spot right on the outside edge. Again, new umpire, you got to adapt here.
Cervantes, a 421 average entering this regional tournament, and now he lifts this one out towards center field, just like the first batter. Beach now to his left a few steps. He'll make the catch. A couple of flyouts to center, two up and two down.
Good bet on ball there by Cervantes. And again, same thing we said for Hayden Carney. Just happened to hit it right at Dustin Veach out there in center field.
So two outs for Trenton Van Houten, pitcher on pitcher here. The senior, that's on the right side. Peterson trying to go 1-2-3. First pitch, just missed away. Ball one.
Trying to help himself here, maybe get on base. Swipe a bag or two.
Just as good of a hitter as he is a pitcher, Trenton Van Houten, north of a 400 average. About the same spot. This time it's called strike, and it's 1-1.
He nods his head, says, yep, okay. Good to know. Again, when you're the pitcher in that batter's box, you're like, all right, umpire likes it right there. I can think of that for the next time I'm out there.
Here's the 1-1 by Peterson. Bends it in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, pulled the string there. That bottom half of that baseball just fell out from underneath it, and giving up on it that time was Van Houten.
Chance to go 1-2-3. Peterson shakes off the first sign from Paolino, shakes yes to the next, and delivers. Reaching out for it, and a ground ball. Pass Peterson, fielded. Everly, it's short, long throw. Is it in time? It is for the out. A Web Gym style of play, and three up, three down goes Valley Falls with a couple of flyouts and a ground out here in the first. It's the regional championship here on Care Radio. No scores. We go to the second.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
A regional baseball championship here in Valley Falls today. Jake, Brandon, Ray, appreciate it very much. It's been a fantastic day. The clouds have dispersed. The sun is back out. No scores. D-West comes up against Trenton Van Houten in the away second.
Good start to this ball game. Both pitchers looking really sharp early on, finding the zone, pounding the zone, and finding ways to, you know, for Donovan West and Peterson, they gave up a few hits as far as contact, but right to his defenders, and a good plays defensively by the Mustangs on the flip side of it. And Mr. Van Houten, that's got a couple strikeouts already in this game, feeling pretty good.
5, 6, and 7 in the Mustang order. Preston Pace, Taven Clary, and Kaysen Keller. And after that, if one of those three are able to get on, it would be Brett Hine. No score, away second, here we go. Van Houten toes the rubber, the right-hander, throwing to the right-handed freshman and Pace inside the box. Low and inside on the fastball, missing. One ball, no strikes.
Velocity very, very good here for Van Houten early.
Working quickly, yes, to that first sign. He goes outside with it, catches the corner, and it's 1-1. Started inside, came at him outside with pitch number 2, even count. Next one, same spot, called strike, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, watching Colin Carney right now, the catcher behind the dish. He's battery mate for Van Houten, gives the sign and setting up right where he wants him, and Van Houten's hitting.
Here's a 1-2, and the dirt kicks away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elite combo with Van Houten on the rubber, Colin Carney behind the dish. Oh, the umpire, so fun. Good banter.
Good banter.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Reaching out for it. Grounding it slowly to Hayden Carney. Over it short. Fields to the left side of his belt. Throw on target. Chest high for the out. We got 2 elite defenders at shortstop with Hayden Carney and Cooper Everly. And that time, Carney making a dandy of a play for out number 1.
Absolutely amazing play by Carney. That's a Web Gym. And those of you familiar with watching SportsCenter baseball tonight, man, charges that ball. Good glove. Falling away from first base, strike.
Well, the first down here in the second. First pitch here to Taven Clary, missing inside for ball 1. No score, top 2. Regional title game here in Valley Falls today. Next pitch called strike, evens it up at 1-1.
Clary taking the whole way on that one. That one right down Broadway. Good velocity on that one from Van Houten.
Taven, a left-handed hitter. The righty throws it in. Another chopper this time to Hayden again. It's short. Waits for it. Fields, fires. Beautifully done. Out number 2.
6-3 for the first 2 outs of this second inning.
And Van Houten limiting that pitch count to the first 2 in this inning. And it's up to Kaysen Keller, the second baseman. Base is empty, 2 down. No score, top 2. That's from the right side. A little bit closed maybe on the stance. And the first pitch by Van Houten is in there for a called strike.
Yeah, beautiful off speed right there. A little slider at it. Keller kind of buckled at the knees.
Van Houten kicks and fires. Got him with the fastball. 0-2. Going right at him with that one.
Yeah, Van Houten, now he's got the options right now. He can go sidearm. He can go submarine. He can give him.
Off speed away. Does he go up and in? Goes right at him with the breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And down goes Keller. That was a very swift inning for Trenton Van Houten. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the second inning. Bottom half of it, no score here in Valley Falls.
Football season can be a grind, so as try to choose the best hybrids and varieties for your farm. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planting to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Contact Steve Furman or Glenn Pyle and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Congratulations to the Jeff County North Chargers. From Mustang Seeds, go Chargers!
Bottom of the second inning here in Valley Falls. No score between the Mustangs and the Dragons. The trip to the state tournament is on the line. And we got two good pitchers off to good starts. Colter Peterson back to it. Retiring the Dragons 1-2-3 in the first. He'll get 4, 5, and 6 with Colin Carney, Carter Pickerel, and also Brayson Miller. Beautiful, beautiful early evening here. I mean, we did have a little bit of cloud cover in that second semifinal, and at one point we were feeling a few raindrops.
You know, I don't mind a little bit of cloud cover. I mean, I'm worried about the UV rays on you right now, my man.
That's right. Need a little tan in the van. And I don't drive a van, so it really doesn't work out there. So, nonetheless, here we go. Bottom two, the lefty and junior catcher, and Colin Carney steps in. He's got a wide open stance. His right shoelace is untied. Might need to look at that. Peterson's first pitch in the home second is laced out towards center field. Beach has been very busy out there, and three of the first four outs recorded to Beach out in center.
Yep. Again, as a pitcher, when you've got confidence in the defense behind you, you just throw it out there and let them hammer away and trust your defense. Great play once again by Beach.
So one pitch, one out. Here's the junior right fielder, Carter Pickerel. He bats from the right side. As Peterson kicks and fires over the top, this is hit out towards center field. You guessed it. Backing up and to his left is Beach. And continuing to stay busy is Dustin Beach in center. And just how the first inning started, back-to-back lineouts to center field.
Two pitches, two outs here in this inning. So you're seeing that Valley Falls being aggressive, wanting to jump on top of Peterson early. But again, great plays in center field.
We got two very good defenses here in this title game. Here's the first pitch to Brayson Miller, taking high for a ball. Five straight retired to kick things off for Mr. Peterson. Kicks the left, fires with the right, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one.
That's good balance right there. Again, pitchers as a balance, you got to find your balance point. And Peterson doing a good job of that right now.
Likes the call from Paulino here. Kicks and fires, took a little off, and it's upstairs. Two balls, one strike.
Two off-speed pitches that he's thrown here to Miller. Both of them have been left up. He's not getting that turnover on top of that ball, getting that spin rate up. That ball comes down even a little bit more. It's going to be an easy hit for Miller.
Here's a 2-1 by Peterson. Upstairs, and staying off of it was Miller. Now three balls, one strike.
Working a good count here is Miller. First at-bat today.
Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 22, the sophomore Miller. And he takes that one a little bit outside, ball four. And the first base runner here for Valley Falls on a walk by Miller with two outs in the second.
Brandon, what does Valley Falls love to do when they get on base?
Steal bases, which should be illegal in some states, but it is not.
Don't worry, in Kansas, it's legal.
They might be the most elite team in the state in terms of stealing bases. They do not get caught much. And expect Miller to maybe flirt with a run at second. But he's there at first, two down. Here's A.J. Reeves, first pitch, fastball outside part of the plate, called strike.
But again, like I said in that second semifinal, Hayden Paulino got a cannon behind the dish.
No balls, one strike, two outs, one on. No score, bottom two. Peterson sets, fires, runner stays, lifted, and up against the fence, and it's 0-2.
You reached for it. I thought you were maybe going to catch it.
Instant reaction, I'm telling you. One of these days, it's going to just slip right through that little crease. We're going to make a basket-style one-handed catch.
That math's not mathing.
I know. Here's A.J. Reeves again, 0-2, big pitch by Peterson, lifted out towards center field, Beach charging in, it drops in for a hit. Well, Beach continues to stay busy, he can't get to this one, and after a two-out walk, a two-out single by Reeves, two on and two outs here in the inning.
Here comes the bottom of the order right now, Brandon, and again, how good is your team?
Your favorite part of the order.
Exactly, how good is your team? It's all predicated on how productive the bottom of your order can be.
Well, let me tell you this, Grant Meyer, who is the eighth batter in this order coming into this regional tournament, a .367 batting average.
Pretty salty.
Two on, two outs here for the Dragons, trying to strike first in this regional title game. First pitch by Peterson in there. Fastball called strike number one. Miller at second, Reeves at first. Little glance, couple glances back at second base for Peterson, and now fires one in. A little bit outside, ball number one.
Good stab there by Paulino to make sure that ball didn't skip past him.
Peterson sets, standing on the third base side of the rubber. Boy, pins a beauty in there, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, great off-speed pitch there by Peterson. Now way ahead in the count as he go back there, maybe a high fastball, trying to get him to chase.
Peterson trying to get out of the first jam of this game. Two on, two outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Boy, Paulino nearly framed it, but just missed. It's 2-2.
Meyer's got to protect. Tough with two if you're the Dragons, as Coach Burns is screaming down to him.
Miller at second, Reeves at first. Here's a 2-2, and it's hit very hard, but to the right side and foul. Glaring past that first base coach for Valley Falls.
Yeah.
Got some oohs from the crowd with the lace off the bat there, but we'll try it again at 2-2 here with junior left fielder Grant Meyer. Heard the umpire say, I was scared for him. Great banter, as we said earlier.
That's right.
Well, the Dragons threatening here with two outs, trying to break the scoreless tie here in the second. Another 2-2, and stepping off the rubber is Peterson. So resets. He likes that right foot, third base side of the rubber, staggered stance with the left, little bit behind the right foot. Now he comes square, and he fires, and it's just tipped foul. Another 2-2 offering on the way.
Yeah, great job there by Peterson getting him off balance, but even better job by Meyer keeping his weight back, keeping his hands back, able to stay just long enough to fight that off.
Paulino going out to have a brief chat with Peterson. A big moment early on in this game. Valley Falls, a record of 21-4, the number one seed in this tournament. A mark of 18-6 for the Mustangs, the number three seed in this tournament, the lone two teams left. Another 2-2 as Peterson toes the slab. Shakes yes to that first sign from Paulino. Meyer digs in. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Three balls, two strikes from Matt Stapp, who up next.
Working a really good count here. Meyer having a great at-bat right now. We're going to have pitch number nine coming up here.
Three balls, two strikes, two on, two outs. Peterson sets and delivers. Outside barely, ball four. What an at-bat for the junior and Grant Meyer. They are loaded up now for Matt Stapp.
And Matt Stapp earlier today
had some very good production.
He had a two RBI double, a walk in the nine spot for the Dragons. In a big spot here, Peterson in some trouble trying to pitch his way out of his jam.
Bases loaded, two outs here in the home second. Dragons trying to strike first here in this regional title game. Peterson sets and fires in there. Called strike. It's 0-1.
Now you get right back to business right there. First pitch strike. Peterson's been very good with that so far today.
No balls, one strike. Miller at third, Reeves at second, Meyer at first. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul, and it's quickly 0-2. So now Peterson can pull whatever he wants out the bag on this pitch.
He could go back to wind up if he wants. Base is loaded right here. He stays out of the stretch, though, on this 0-2.
Big 0-2 on the way. Here it is. Just missed outside, 1-2. Boy, these pitchers we have seen today have been so good on the outer portion of the plate, but he did not get that call, and it's 1-2.
The umpire, you mentioned good banter coming from the Donovan West dugout saying, come on, he took the mask off and said that was way outside.
One ball, two strikes, base is juiced. Here is the pitch. Missing upstairs, 2-2 now on Stapp.
One thing about Peterson right now, he has struggled with this curveball in this second inning. spin rate very low and leaving them up.
Can the Dragons strike first? Here's a big 2-2. Ground ball left side, and that's going to be ricocheted off the glove of Pace, and multiple base runners are going to come around to score, and a clutch two-out hit once again from Matt Stapp, and the Dragons at home, an early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's just going to be labeled as a single right there. Diving effort from the third baseman, Pace, but he could not get there, and a 2-RBI single here for number 9 hole hitter. Great job once again, Matt Stapp.
So the Dragons here in the bottom of the second are on the board. A 2-0 lead, but still batting with runners at the corners. And we're back to the top with arguably one of the best in the state, Hayden Carney. Lined out to center, his first time up. And a chance to extend on this 2-run lead. Runner takes off to second. Paulino throws. They will try to get him. And it kind of ricocheted under the slide. And honestly surprised Meyer didn't take off there for home from third, but a stolen base for Stapp.
Yeah, he went straight back to the bag, and Coach Burns is talking to him right now about that. As soon as that throw goes down, you need to get off at least a quarter of the way off the bag just in case.
Here's a 1-0. In there for a strike. Hayden did not agree, and it's 1-1. But a 2-spot put up by Matt Stapp with a single. 2-0 Dragons here, but still second and third, 2 outs. This one is hit well out towards center field. But Veach is there towards the gap, runs down to make the catch and retire the side. But Matt Stapp coming through for Valley Falls once again. A 2-out, 2-RBI single here in the second. And we go to the third inning here in Valley Falls with the Dragons leading 2-0.
A new school year will be here before you know it. If your kids play middle or high school sports, Kansas requires a sports physical before they can start practice this fall. Take care of it early and avoid the last-minute scramble. This summer, Amberwell is offering 3 sports physical events in June and August at Amberwell Atchison and in July at Amberwell Hiawatha. Registration is required and must be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. The physicals are offered at a flat $25 rate, payable with cash or card only. Register now and be ready to play.
Back here on Care Radio, Valley Falls, a 2-0 lead as we go to the third inning in this regional championship game. Brandon, Jake, comedian Ray Penning in studio, appreciate it very much. And a clutch 2-out hits that produced 2 runs by Matt Stapp. The difference so far, Trenton Van Houten now a lead early on in this game to work with, and see how the Donovan West Mustangs counter back here in the top of the third with 8-9-1 in the order with Heim, Haring, and Veach.
Once again, I just love the bottom of the order guys because, again, when you're an opponent, you're looking at that saying, all right, now we're at the good part of the order, easier outs maybe. No, when 9-hole hitters come through, 8-9-hole hitters come through, makes for such a good team.
And Houghton has struck out 3 in the first 2, and his first pitch here in the top of the third inning to Brett Heim is taken on the inside part of the plate for a called strike.
Same situation here right now for the Mustangs, though, bottom of the order.
The 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. Cloud cover starting to become a thing again here.
Feels great.
Does feel good. Next one outside, 2-1. We have seen no clouds. We have seen all clouds. We have seen rain. We have seen shine in the last 4 or 5 hours or so, and that one is a swing and a miss to make it 2-2 on Brett Heim.
What else would you be rather doing on a Wednesday night right now in May? At a ball field, perfect night, perfect weather, winner goes to state.
Swing and a miss, got him there, 1-1 and inside. He swung over the top of it. 4 strikeouts now for Van Houten. Great start here in the third.
Again, he's just comfortable out there right now, Brandon, and he's finding his groove, and when you can go, you can mix up your arm angles, you got the stuff that he's got. It's a tough hit.
Here's number 9 in the order, Rucker Haring. He puts down a bunt, pops it up, and an easy play for Van Houten. Couple steps off the rubber to make a belt-high catch for out number 2.
Again, if you're going to do a bunt for a hit, you're trying to push the ball up the first base line. Haney tries to do that. It gets underneath it too much, and it pops straight up to him.
So quickly, 2 up and 2 down. We get back to the top of the order. Here's Dustin Veach, a ground out to second in his first AB today. A 2-0 Valley Falls lead here in the top of the third. First pitch is a little bit low for 1.
Again, just like in the semifinal earlier, Veach crowding that plate.
Here's the kick and fire. Little foul tip there, left side. 1-1 here on Veach. And Donovan West, 18-6 on the year. Beating Maranatha Christian Academy in the quarters. And a 2-1 win against Oskaloosa today in the semifinals. Next one bends in there for a called strike. It's 1-2.
Really good breaking pitch there from Van Houten, and Beach gave up on it, thought it was a ball high, and it broke right into the zone.
Here's Van Houten's 1-2 outside, 2-2. Good eye there by Veach. Valley Falls a 2-0 lead here. Base is empty, two down, top three. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. It's playable and in fair territory. Nellis Fields unassisted to first for the outs. And for the second straight inning, it is three up and three down for Trenton Van Houten. 2.5 in the books here in Valley Falls. Dragons 2, Mustangs nothing.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Bottom of the third inning here on Care Radio. Brandon Tabman, now Joseph Curry on the ones and twos. Jake Spaulding alongside for the ride. This 2-1A regional championship game, and the Dragons coming up here in the home third with a 2-0 lead against Donovan West. A meaty part of the order here. Big spot here for Colter Peterson, good sir. 2-3-4.
Yeah.
The Cervantes, Van Houten, and Colin Carney as they try to keep this a 2-run deficit.
And we just got great confirmation on the pitch count. I tried in that first, second semifinal game, Brandon, but
tried being the operative word.
Yeah, Stacy's got me now. So after completion of three innings, Van Houten, 39 pitches through three innings. Very efficient. Haven't used that word yet here.
Peterson, got a few to spare.
Here for Donovan West, already at 39. And so trying to go quick here in this bottom half of the third inning.
Here is the sophomore, Damian Cervantes, leading off the bottom of the third inning. Lined out to center in his first at-bat today. Pressing that bat. Now lifting it above the right shoulder, Peterson's first pitch hit well towards left center, more towards the center field part, right in front of the fence. You guessed it, Dustin Veach again to record out number one.
Well, Veach has got the number of both Hayden Carney and Damian Cervantes. Both of their first two plate appearances, both fly outs to center field.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the outs recorded have been line outs to center.
I mean,
Veach getting his money's worth out there.
Dang right. And again, that's just a note for the kids listening at home. When you're in your younger years, you don't like playing outfield. Outfield is such a vital position here in high school.
Especially the center field spot. Van Houten steps in, takes one outside for ball one. He did not line out to center. He grounded out to short in his first at bat, which ended the first. Good wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. The righty delivers off speed, but missing away. It's 2-0.
Van Houten in a big up count right now. I would imagine he's got the green light if a good pitch comes in.
If anyone does, certainly is him, but he lets the fastball go. Van Houten shakes the head yes, knowing that was there. Now two balls, one strike. Here is Peterson's 2-1. Hit high in the air, but well foul. Ooh, off the score box of the softball field behind us to even it up 2-2.
Man, we didn't, again, I said it in the first game, we need to get a Bluetooth microphone for our home plate umpire because he is a riot. He said, that one sounded foul. Oh, yep, there it is.
Here's a 2-2. Waiting on it, drilling it back up the hole and into center field for a one-out single. Trenton Van Houten aboard.
Good piece of hitting there, tough with two, and keeps the hands back, goes right up the middle once again. Trenton Van Houten on base for the Dragons.
Here is Colin Carney with Van Houten at first base and one out here in the inning. He lined out to center in his first at bat tonight. Dragons trying to add to a 2-0 lead here in the home third. Peterson throws back to first. Van Houten back in with the head first slide safely. But Peterson out of the stretch. Do you want to keep it at this 2-run deficit if you wanted the Mustangs? Now this one is hit high in the air, left side. It might blow back towards fair territory. It does not. And in foul territory, making the catch is Pace for the second out. He rifled it back to first, but Van Houten back safely. But now two outs in the inning for Carter Pickerel.
Great play there by Pace, and then just guns it back over to first base.
Van Houten read it, got back in there safely. So now Pickerel the opportunity with two down. Van Houten still at first. Peterson sets between the belt and the chest and fires one in. It's fouled away.
Down the right field line, out of play. Van Houten's been trying to steal now the last two pitches here on Peterson. Maybe see if Peterson this time around might give him a little bit of a look.
Now, coming into the regional tournament, Van Houten had stolen 21 bases and had been caught zero times. There's a good pitch right there. Bends in for a called strike. It's 0-2.
Nice job there again by Paulino behind the dish, framing it, and he was popped up ready to throw in case Van Houten was going.
Now, Peterson a chance to get out of it. Van Houten at first base, two down. No balls, two strikes here on Pickerel. Here's the pitch. It is high. Runner takes off. There's a good throw. Paulino, tag applied. Did he get it? He did not.
Ooh.
Well, the umpire took his sweet time to make the call, but I guess the tag was not applied. Paulino certainly got it there in time, but Van Houten, the stolen base, he's into scoring position.
Amazing throw from Paulino. Good tag, bang, bang play. Goes the way of the Dragons.
Now, base hit could add to a two-run lead. 1-2 outside. Two balls, two strikes. Good eye there by Pickerel. Grayson Miller in the on-deck circle. Dragons a 2-0 lead. A runner at second with two down here in the bottom of the third. Peterson sets just below the chest. A couple glances back to Van Houten, not being held, and a ground ball to the left side, but foul. Stays 2-2.
With his speed on the bases, Brandon, and then any ball put in play with two outs, Van Houten's going to be running on contact.
Well, Pickerel fighting back. He fell behind 0-2, got it back to 2-2. He fouled off a couple. Peterson glancing at second, now delivers outside. Count is full. Very good at bat here for Pickerel. How will it end?
Yeah, working well. Fouling off pitches that you don't like. Trying to get another one.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. In there. Called strike three, looking on the inside corner, and Peterson rings it up for his first strikeout here today, and a big one for sure as the Dragons leave one stranded in scoring position. We go to the fourth here on Care Radio with our score, 2-0 Valley Falls.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
High school baseball continues here on Care Radio alongside Jake Spalding, Brandon Tamman, Joseph Curry now on the ones and twos. Appreciate a step in there for Ray Penning here. This regional championship game going to the fourth inning. Top half of it, Donovan West will have Coulter Peterson, Cooper Everly, and Hayden Paulino, the 2-3-4 hitters, as D. West tries to respond in some fashion. They trail the Dragons 2-0. During the break, just trying to check some local scores. And Sabetha and Marysville baseball playing in a regional title game over in Sabetha.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier Jeff West winning an extra innings. Perry LeCompton, they're playing Osawatomie. That semifinal game was scheduled to start at 3:30. It did not start till 5:45.
Ooh, feel sorry for the coverage there. Not so much here. Here we go. Fourth inning, first pitch by Van Houten, low and away to Peterson for ball number one. Well, Peterson struck out in his first at bat, but the ball kicked away from Carney behind the dish, allowed him to take first. He did not advance any farther from that. As the next one is away, two balls, no strikes.
D-West, for them, they got to find a way to get a little bit of momentum on their side. Let's get a base runner.
And that next one in the dirt, three balls, no strikes here on Peterson.
They've had one base runner, Brandon, but that was off of a strikeout. The ball got away from Carney, but not able to get anywhere past first base.
Here's the pitch by Van Houten. It's a four-pitch walk. You do not see that from him too often. And a good start here for D. West. Peterson aboard with nobody out.
And that's just what you want to see in a game like this. You know, we talked about our keys pregame. That was Valley Falls. Can they scratch one or two runs, four or five innings across the time? For Donovan West, they got to go strike for strike for the most part. And Peterson's done a great job on the hill. They got to get some things going on the offensive side here.
Back to the stretch he goes. Here's Cooper Everly. First pitch up and in for ball one. So five straight pitches outside the zone for Van Houten to start this frame. Mustangs trailing the Dragons 2-0 here in the away fourth. Van Houten's next pitch. It is low. Ball two.
And again, these kids are, I mean, they're high school athletes. They're in great shape, but you got to keep in mind, Van Houten was on the bases a long time in that bottom half of the previous inning as a base runner.
Now Everly glances a bunt, pulls it back, and it's in the dirt, ball three.
Seven straight balls tossed here.
The best opportunity here for the Mustangs to this point, trailing 2-0. Have to imagine Everly takes. He does, and it's in there for a called strike. Van Houten just need to see one paint the rubber and get at least that first strike on the board. But the advantage still to Everly at 3-1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, laced foul. Dancing the third base coach out of the way, and the count runs full, 3-2.
Just a brief update. I know we got some people that are listening to maybe care about this a little bit. Nemaha Central leading Sabetha softball 4-1, top of the seventh.
Okay.
Sabetha up to bat in the sixth inning. Riverside and Marysville tied at 3.
Okay, two good games over there. Of course, we were there last night for those quarterfinal games. And those two matchups trying to determine a regional title. There's a low throw, gets away, tried to pick off the runner in Peterson, and a throwing error puts Peterson up to second base with nobody out.
No, that's just an error there by Van Houten, just a wild throw. You mentioned he's great at picking runners off, but that time gets away from Nellis.
But a big 3-2 still on the way here to Everly. In there, called strike three, framed on the inside corner by Colin Carney. Beside himself is Everly in a monster first out, make it 5Ks for Van Houten.
Just a good pitch there from Van Houten. And Everly, again, anytime you got two strikes on you, anything close, you got to at least try and discard it to get another pitch that you would like.
First down of the inning, Peterson still at second base. Here's Paulino, takes a fastball knee high for a called strike.
And watch Van Houten now, the way he's able to hold runners on second base, when he kicks his knee, he's actually pointing it towards second before he delivers.
Quick pitch here, slow roller, high chopper left side, Miller fields at third, takes his time on the throw, and it's low, and it kicks away from Nellis, and everybody is safe. Well, certainly Miller had all the time in the world to get Paulino at first, and it was just not much on the throw, and the stretch by Nellis couldn't survive, and now they're at the corners with one out.
And that's a tough situation for Miller because he's got a runner at second. He doesn't want him advancing. It almost looked like he was hesitating because he might have tried to get the out at second. Definitely short on that throw. Nellis couldn't hang at first, and Paulino's on board on the error.
Two errors this inning. Mustangs trying to get right back in this game, trailing 2-0, but they got him at the corners, and now a bunt put down by Preston Pace, and it's foul for strike one.
Small ball being applied here by Donovan West, and Coach Paulino putting the bunt on. He's got some speed there at third base, but if Pace is going to put a bunt down, it needs to go up the first baseline.
Good speed at third for Peterson for sure. Here's an 0-1 on the way by Van Houten, and it's a ground ball foul to the left side, and it's 0-2 advantage Van Houten.
And now Pace down to the count. Bunt's definitely not going to be on here, but double play in effect. Opportunity here for Valley Falls defensively as well.
They're at the corners. One out. 0-2 pitch here from Van Houten to Pace. And he'll step off, fake to third, throw back to first. Did they pick off the runner? They did! Paulino picked off at first base for out number two. Van Houten looked third, spun it back around, 180 to get that second out, big time fashion.
And that's the old third to first move. And Van Houten, my goodness, he made that look good.
Pace still an 0-2 count, but a big second out. Here's the pitch. It's outside for ball one.
And that kind of just livened up Trenton Van Houten a little bit on the rubber. He's ready to rock and roll. Now goes out of the windup.
Heavy emphasis now on Pace here. In there, called strike three. And after the Mustangs get a couple on early, they come up empty as Pace is down. And now six strikeouts for Trenton Van Houten. We have played 3.5. 3.5 to go here in Valley Falls. Dragons leading it by a score of 2-0.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Back with you here on Care Radio. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Valley Falls, the home team and number one seed Dragons, a 2-0 lead on the Donovan West Mustangs. Regional championship on the line, hotel reservations in Great Bend on the line as well, good sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, I guarantee you that both of these teams have already got a hotel reserved, and then one will just have to cancel.
Hopefully they got that $15 insurance so they could get that free cancellation fee, I would assume so.
You typically got at least a three-day window before your stay starts. I mean, heck, I always book our hotel stays for Dodge City and those areas for our broadcasting about 8 months in advance.
You got to sometimes. All right, now we are halfway in and halfway home. Coulter Peterson, his final few warm-up tosses for Donovan West. He'll get 6, 7, and 8 in the Dragon order with Miller, Reeves, and Meyer. As, again, the two runs in that second inning off a two-out single by Matt Stapp. The difference so far in this title game today.
Let's take an opportunity really quick, though, Brandon, to remind the folks listening that tomorrow is the final day for you to get yourself signed up for that Royals bus trip.
And
we're going to be drawing for that on Friday. So you've got to go to msconews.net and find out locations near you to go sign up.
All right, here we go. Brayson Miller steps in. Peterson's first pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Skips the dirt for ball one. A walk and a run scored for Brayson Miller in his first at bat today. Peterson out of the windup. Here is the 1-0 offering. Belly button high. A called strike on a fastball. It's 1-1. Peterson sets. Even count. Delivers. Beautifully played. Strike two.
Finds the outside edge, and Paulino hanging strong there with a good frame. And Miller now. Two on him.
A sophomore third baseman, Brayson Miller. One ball, two strikes. The pitch upstairs, 2-2.
Seen that a few times in this game where Peterson just cannot get that spin rate, that top spin rate on his curveball and leaving that ball up.
The 22 pitch. In there. Pins it in. He found it that time. Called strike three.
Like, listen, I hear you saying that I can't find it right now. How about this? And he puts some spin on that one. Great curveball. Cuts the bottom of the ball off, and it drops in there for a strike.
Second strikeout for Peterson. One out in the inning. Here's the DH and A.J. Reeves. First pitch, swinging, lacing it out towards right center field, running into the gap and making a head-high catch is Haring for out number two.
Remember, kids, outfielders are very important once you get to the high school level. A lot of times, kids, man, I said it once, I'll say it again, don't like being put in the outfield. No action happens when you're eight years old, 10 years old. But, man, once you get that 12U on up, outfielders are important.
Here's Grant Meyer, and he pops this one up and out of play to make it 0-1. So after that two-run second inning by the Dragons, certainly Peterson has settled down a touch. He has retired four straight, and five of the last six he has faced. Chance to go 1-2-3 here. The pitch, swing and a miss at the fastball, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, Peterson kind of has a little something extra on that one right there. He's feeling confident right now on the bump.
Peterson ahead. No balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Beautifully done. He does it again with the off-speed bender. Called strike three. Make it three Ks for Peterson today. Two of those here in the bottom of the fourth inning. But the home Dragons, a 2-0 lead. We go to the fifth inning. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Regional championship game here in Valley Falls, continuing on Care Radio. Jake Spaulding, Joseph Curry now on the ones and twos. Thanks to Ray Penning for helping out today as well. I'm Brandon Tabman. Dragons 2, Mustangs nothing. We have played four, Jake. We are down to three innings left.
Hey, it's been a great baseball game here, 2-0. Valley Falls with the lead. T-West trying to get something going here, top half of this inning. And I'll tell you, we just got an update from Marysville. I know we got listeners that are curious about Riverside softball right now. The Cyclones and Dogs of Marysville still tied at three, top of the seventh. Marysville is batting. Riverside will have one more at-bat to try and win that game. Nemaw Central did defeat Sabetha in their softball semifinal as well.
So Nemaw Central softball awaiting that winner of Riverside and Marysville. First pitch by Trenton Van Houten to Taben Clary is low for ball one, and the fifth inning is moving along. Clary, Keller, and Heim, next pitch to, is away, 2-0. Well, remember that last inning for D-West, they had him on the corners with one out. Paulino was picked off at first, and Pace struck out to end the threat. Now Clary jumps in front, 3-0.
Opportunity's been knocking the last inning and a half here for Donovan West.
3-0, high ball four. A four-pitch walk, Donovan West, their leadoff man on here in the fifth, as that is the second walk issued by Van Houten today, and both of them have been four straight balls.
Yeah, four straight balls, two straight innings, and that's how an inning has started here for Trenton Van Houten.
And now it's up to Kaysen Keller, the second baseman, a strikeout victim his first time up. 2-0 Valley Falls, Mustangs batting here in the top of the fifth. Keller bats from the right side. Van Houten glancing, firing, up and in, ball one.
So last time around, he threw seven straight balls before he ends up striking out Eberle. Five straight right now.
A little bit high with the fastball, and that one is missed as well. 2-0. Similar start as the last inning, but as we mentioned, Van Houten was able to get out of it. Here's the pitch. That one misses as well.
Seven straight in the last inning, seven straight in this inning, but he came back against Eberle last time.
Well, Clary now, I would guess, probably watches this one, and he does so, taking knee high for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Runner at first base is Clary. Nobody out here in this fifth inning. 2-0 Valley Falls lead. There's a good swing, but a foul off back into the screen. And from 3-0 to 3-2.
Yep. Van Houten, good enough pitcher that even though he's down 3-0 in the count, as a batter, you got to be ready. He's going to battle back, and here we are at 3-2.
Heim in the on-deck circle. 3-2, swing and a miss. Blew it by him with the fastball. Six strikeouts now and a big first out here in the fifth.
I mean, this is deja vu right now from the fourth inning right now.
You are not lying, good sir. Here is Brett Heim. Now, Clary's still at first base, now one out in the inning. First pitch, a bunt shown, missed everything, and now a throw down by Collin to first. Did he pick him off? He did not. It's a bang-bang play, but just a touch. Clary back in time.
Yep, Coach Paulino talking to Heim, saying you got to get that bunt down because Clary, well off the bag at first base, nearly got put out by Carney.
No balls, one strike. He does not show bunt. He checks his swing, and didn't matter. Right down the Broadway there, and it's now 0-2. After seven consecutive balls thrown by Van Houten, comes back with a strikeout on Keller, now 0-2 here on Heim. Checks and fires. Just missed away, 1-2. Good location there, but a better eye by Heim.
Dirty breaking balls here from Van Houten. Able to get some extra English on that one. Broke just on the outside of the plate.
Clary at first base, one out. You're in the top of the fifth. Van Houten sets and fires. Up and in with the fastball, and it's 2-2. Not a ton of base runners in this game so far for the Mustangs. Van Houten has been fairly dominant. Another one in there, and it's flowing inside. And it's three balls, two strikes with Haring on deck. Big pitch coming up here to Brett Heim, the left fielder for D-West. Here it is. Just missed outside, ball number four. The misses. Or not far off.
Yeah, not by
good
much.
Sir.
Not by much. And again, that's good plate discipline right there if you're high. But man, when you got to be tough with two.
Well, here's Rucker Haring, your favorite spot in the order, number nine. A little easy throw to first. Time back in safely. So they're at first and second with one out. That was the third walk issued by Van Houten tonight. Right now at the plate is Haring, represents, could be a go ahead run. There's a knee-high fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. He tried to bunt, Haring did, in his last at-bat, but popped it up, and Van Houten made the play three steps off the rubber. Next pitch. Hit to the right side, and down inside the line. That is a fair ball. And will they round the runner at third? Here it comes. It is Clary. A throw to the plate is cut off. And the Mustangs are on the board. They have cut it in half. It is 2-1.
That RBI single from your ninth spot, Brandon. They come up big once again. It's Haring right over the jumping effort of Nellis at first base. But good hustle there. I believe it was Clary, yes, that came all the way around from second base for the Mustangs' first run of the game.
I wasn't going to say it because of the announcer jinx, but that was the first hit of the D-West Mustangs in this game. It comes in the fifth. It produces a run, and now it's a 2-1 deficit. And the first pitch, a little bit low, kind of spun in there, but still a called strike here on Dustin Beach. So D-West doing some work with the bottom of the lineup, and now they get Beach at the top of the order. Van Houten looks at second, fires, hit to the opposite field, but well foul. And Beach now in a little bit of a pickle here. It's 0-2, but again, it's now a 2-1 game on the RBI single by Rucker Haring.
Both play appearances for Beach earlier. He turned on Van Houten, a ground ball to second, a ground ball to first.
Big spot here for Dustin Beach and a called time. He'll step out and reset. A 2-1 Valley Falls lead here in this top of the fifth inning, but the Mustangs still threatening with only one out. Pitch by Van Houten, another foul off there, and it stays 0-2.
Spoils that pitch, and the last two pitches, he's been well behind, but again, you spoil pitches until you get one you like. Beach staying alive on the left side of the box.
But again, the 0-2 advantage here for Van Houten. Let's see what he does here. Hunter's at first and second, that one in the dirt, ball one.
Good scoop there by Colin Carney behind the dish, keeping that ball in front, not allowing runner at second Heim to move up.
Heim at second, Haring at first. The pitch. It is hit to the opposite field and down for a base knock. It's cut off by Meyer. And Heim will round third. He's a little hesitant to throw home, cut off the tag, and time for the out. And Donovan West, coaching staff, unpleased with the call. And Heim is gunned down at home plate from an excellent throw from left field by Meyer. And that would have tied the game, but as of right now, that's the second out, and it stays 2-1. What a defensive play by Valley Falls.
Great relay home, and Carney able to be there, apply the tag, and a big second out here in this inning.
So Haring at second, Beach at first, now two outs in the inning. What a play to keep a run off the board. And for now, Valley Falls still clinging to the 2-1 lead. But now you get a great hitter up here in Coulter Peterson if you're D-West. A base hit could tie the game. We are in the away fifth. Van Houten glancing at first, turns back at second, shakes off a couple of sides. Now yes to the next, number two sets, fires in the dirt. Colin makes a great stab behind to keep it in front. And here on Peterson, one ball, no strikes.
And that's something that if Peterson able to come through with a hit here, you're going to go back and think.
Ground ball left side, playable. Miller has the easy unassisted tag at third, and that retires the side. A little frustration on the side of Donovan West, but they do get on the board. An RBI single by Rucker Haring, and we go to the bottom of the fifth here in Valley Falls. The lead for the Dragons is 2-1.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go here on Care Radio. What an exciting ending to that top of the fifth inning. The Mustangs getting a run on the board to cut the deficit against the Dragons in half. And they had an opportunity to tie the game, but Heim gunned down at home and left field or from left field by Graham Meyer, who made a great play to keep this a Valley Falls lead. But again, it is now 2-1. Dragons coming up here against Coulter Peterson in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be 9-1-2 with Stapp, Hayden Carney, and Cervantes.
Well, again, I just know that folks in Donovan County are curious about Riverside softball. Update from there, top of the eighth inning now. Still 3-3 Marysville and Riverside softball. in that semifinal game. Nemaha Central awaits the winner.
Well, shout out to the Onega Buffalo softball team in 2-1A, getting to state, winning their regional yesterday. The Rockville baseball team going to Great Bend as well. One of these two teams set to join them. Peterson's first pitch here in the bottom half of inning number 5 is upstairs to Stapp for ball number 1. Stapp has been great today. Got this Dragons team on the board. A 2-run single back in the second. Credited RBIs for him today. And now he hits this well. Fair territory down the third baseline. Number 13 and number 9 in the order with a leadoff standing double. And number 9 in the order continuing to produce today for Valley Ball.
Once again, I talked about it, but my goodness, my 9-hole hitters are always my second leadoff in a lineup. And guys that I know, they can do everything. They can put the ball in play. They can run. But more importantly, they can just get on base. And that's what Stapp has done so many times today in their two games. Now with a starting off this fifth inning with a stand-up double.
You think most number 9 hitters around this area sport a 3.37 batting average?
No.
Probably not. So Stapp in scoring position with nobody out. Here's the all-time hits leader in the state, Hayden Carney. First pitch by Peterson. Bends in there for a called strike. He has hit the ball hard twice, but both out to center field, where Veach made the play. Look how far back Veach is. He is not far in front of that fence. Right now, Stapp dancing around second. Peterson takes a long look, bends another one in there. This one misses, and now 1-1.
Again, with the gun that you've got behind the dish in Paulino, if I'm Peterson, I'm not worried too much on Stapp at second base.
The Dragons trying to get that run right back that the Mustangs got in the top half of the inning. Again, they lead it 2-1 over D-West. Next pitch upstairs, 2-1 here to Hayden Carney. The all-time leader in the school history for Valley Falls. Games played, hits, on base percentage, walks, runs, and doubles. Pretty good.
Is that it?
I think so. That's about every category you can possibly have.
Quite the career by Mr. Carney.
And he broke that all-time hits record. That was back mid-upper April, so that was weeks ago, and he has only continued to add to that. That'd be a hard record to catch.
Raking up everything.
A 2-2 pitch on the way here to Hayden. Senior leadoff man for Valley Falls. He reached out for that one and lines it over the fence and up against the white truck. Well, didn't have a lot of pace behind it off that bounce, but I feel sorry for the truck owner.
Speaking of feeling something, there's a little bit of sprinkles.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I felt 3 of them on my arm.
Okay.
Yep. We're okay with a little bit.
Runner at second, nobody out. Valley Falls trying to get one back here, and that one just missed high. It's 3-2 with Cervantes waiting patiently in the on-deck circle.
Working a good at-bat here is Hayden Carney, but Peterson looking down. It's a signal from Paulino.
Here's the 3-2. Lifted high in the air. Playable right field. Teeing it up is Haring. A couple steps to his left. Makes a head-high catch, and now the runner tagging, and Stapp over to third. It was a good throw, just not in time. So still a productive at-bat there for Hayden Carney, getting the runner up to third with now only one out. Also a good play defensively on the other side for Haring and Wright.
That was an amazing throw by Haring all the way. Stapp did a great job tagging up, and I enjoy watching how Coach Burns coaches those kids. Stapp wasn't even looking at the ball in right field. He was looking right at Coach, and Coach told him when he could leave.
So even an out could still produce a run here. Runner at third base, one down. First pitch to Cervantes. He puts down a bunt, pops it up, just lands foul. Well, he went for it, but just didn't quite get the barrel that he needed on the bunt attempt.
Seen that a couple times where, now for each team, trying to get a bunt down with a runner at third.
This inning started with a leadoff double by Matt Stapp. He is at third base after tagging on the flyout from Hayden Carney. Next pitch to Cervantes. Missing away. Ball one. 1-1. One out, one on. Bottom 5. 2-1 Valley Falls currently in this regional championship game. Peterson's next pitch. Good location, but missed outside. 2-1. Cervantes 0-2 in this game. Couple of lineouts to center. Van Houten on deck. Peterson out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Lifted high in the air, but foul. And even Stevens now at 2-2.
Good show.
Great show.
It's a show of our childhood.
You know, the dad in Even Stevens was one of the main characters on one of my favorite underrated movies, Revenge of the Nerds. you look at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about, but hopefully one listener out there knows what I'm talking about. Next pitch outside, kicks away, and Stapp ran back. Boy, he had a shot maybe to dart for home. Gets a high five from his head coach there down the third base line, but now the count runs full here on Cervantes at 3-2.
I know Revenge of the Nerds. I've seen it.
Well, you got to give me something.
Underrated.
You got to give me something so the listeners don't think
perfect.
I sound weird. Here's a 3-2 that
popped up. There's a chance.
I'm leaning for it. Ah, dang it, I almost got it.
You'd have moved six.
Another foul ball.
You would have gotten that.
I just take off with my headset on and get yanked back. Whoops, forgot we were plugged in. Cervantes up there, 3-2 count, just fouled one away. Stapp at third, one down. Valley Falls leading 2-1 here in the home fifth. Pitch by Peterson. It's hit to the opposite field, right side on a shoulder-high catch. It is made by Haring, and they don't tag the runner. What a throw in by Haring. Tip of the cap by the umpire, and that is a big second out.
It was a great play by Haring, and talking about the runner, that was Stapp over there at third.
I am honestly surprised.
He took three steps towards home, went back, touched the base, but by the time he was able to touch the base, the throw was already coming in, and Haring's got a cannon out there in right field. Once again, a little PSA for kids. Playing outfield, not a bad thing.
PSA, public service announcement. Here's Trenton Van Houten, chance to get that run in, but now two outs as Peterson tries to work around a leadoff double by Stapp, who is at third currently, in the first pitch to Van Houten, tails away for ball one.
Great job there by Paulino to bury that ball. It was bouncing in the dirt, able to collect it.
1-0 in there for a called strike. It evens up, one ball, one strike.
If the Mustangs get out of this inning with the score remaining 2-1, I think momentum is still on the Mustangs' side. Valley Falls able to scratch across this run. That shifts.
This is a monstrous at bat, and he puts a good barrel on it out towards right center field, and it's down for a base hit up against the fence. Not just one, but a double standing up for Van Houten, and he comes through with two outs to make it a 3-1 Valley Falls lead.
That is a huge hit and a big spot for the Dragons. Trenton Van Houten.
How do you do?
Center barrel. Pushes it out there to right center.
She liked it.
And bouncing up against the fence.
Well, a monster two-out hit. Dragons get that run right back. And the lead back to two. It's now a 3-1 variety. And still batting now, junior catcher Colin Carney. He's 0-2. And now a quick meeting on the hill.
Big opportunity there for Valley Falls. And I just mentioned before that hit that, well, Uncle Mo was leaning towards the way of the Mustangs.
I don't know about that right
Valley
now.
Valley Falls has taken Uncle Mo back on their side.
Took Uncle Mo to the family reunion and said, hey, how do you do?
It's a potluck, man. Come on, Uncle Mo, get up here and get yourself something to eat.
Colin Carney, a line out to center in the second. He popped out to third in the third. 0-2 tonight, but right now Van Houten at second base after the RBI double. Get that lead back to two. 3-1 Dragons still batting in the home fifth. Big body lefty with the open stance. Good movement with the bat above that left shoulder. And a quick throw by Peterson back to second, keeping Van Houten honest. But back in safely with the head first slide.
Yeah, pretty good move there by Peterson. Haven't had opportunity to see a pickoff move from him yet, but Van Houten very loud on the bases with his feet.
Well, Peterson's got to get out of the frame. No more harm done. First pitch to Colin. It is hit towards the opposite field. Could be a tough play. Shallow left field. It drops in for a hit. Everly tried to go all the way out, middle of the outfield to make that catch. He could not get there. And another run is in. Largest lead to the Dragons here in the fifth. It is 4-1. Back-to-back RBI knocks with two outs.
Just a little bloop right there, and that's where your left fielder needs to talk to your shortstop. That's a play for your left fielder to come in and make. But Everly, great effort. Just could not get back there to make it. And with two outs, Van Houten was running no matter what. He scores easily.
I think you're right. That is a crucial call. I think Haim had to be the one to make that play in left. Instead, Everly took a long run out into the gap in the outfield and could not get there. So now a 4-1 lead for the Dragons. Here's Carter Pickerel, takes one high for ball one with Colin Carney at first base and two down. Peterson sets north of the belt, fires. His pitch is north and high out of the zone for ball number two. Pickerel, the junior right fielder, lined out to center in the second, struck out looking in the third, and now we get a meeting on the hill. So a quick pause in the action. We'll see if Peterson keeps that ball or not. He has pitched well, but
just
clutch hitting on a couple occasions for Valley Falls. And I believe looking back, all of the runs produced for the Dragons with two outs. I believe.
I believe you. So, yes, you're always right, Brandon. So,
well, because Stapp, the two-run single in the second was with two outs. And then, yeah, after the line out by Cervantes, that was out number two, and that was followed by the double by Van Houten and then the single by Carney.
Just a little meeting there from assistant coach there for Donovan West. He's trying to recollect Peterson here as he's down in the count 2-0. Two outs here in the inning. Still has that runner at first base.
Pickerel the advantage again. Two balls, no strikes after the brief meeting. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Makes it 2-1.
I don't think people maybe understand the gravity that a meeting at the mound with your coach can do. And great job there by Peterson.
2-1, missing a little bit upstairs. Three balls, one strike. Grayson Miller, in the on-deck circle. Runner at first base, Colin Carney. 4-1, Valley Falls still batting with two outs in the fifth. Comes back with a fastball, caught the corner, now 3-2.
3-2, two outs, so runner at first base, and Carney, he will be moving on the pitch.
Peterson sets. 3-2. It is high, ball four. So the inning continues. Again, after that line out by Cervantes to get the second out of the inning, RBI double, RBI single, and now a walk. Two on, two outs.
You know what started this whole inning?
A double by Stapp.
A nine-hole hitter got the line moving.
Here's Grayson Miller. A walk and a run scored in the second. He struck out looking in the fourth. Two on and two outs. First pitch to Miller, low and away for ball one. Well, it's still low scoring. Again, with how good Van Houten is, you feel like that 3-run lead deficit, for the Dragons feels like a little bit more. Here's a stolen base attempt. Wide throw by Paulino, and Pace probably saved a run, diving to his right to keep it from going onto the grass. But both runners advance to second and third.
Miller had to be careful there. If he steps out of that box there, he's in the way of the throw from Paulino, but his right foot stayed in the box, allowing him to still have that right.
Here's a 2-0 in there for a called strike. Big pitch there. It's now 2-1. Carney at third. That's Colin. Runner at second is Pickerel. Two outs. Two have scored here in the bottom half of inning number five. Dragons their largest lead at 4-1, looking for more. Hit hard. Left side. Fielded well. Pace at third. Has to make the throw. Correction makes the tag unassisted over there to get that out and retire the side. But again, couple of two-out knocks. A double by Van Houten. A single by Carney. And a 4-1 Valley Falls lead. We go to the sixth inning here on Care Radio.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, having fun both sides of the ball here on Care Radio. Joseph Curry in studio, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman with you. All right, crunch time here for Donovan West.
Yeah.
We head to the sixth. They're down 4-1. Van Houten cruising. He has pitched well here today. Obviously, Donovan West getting on the board in that last inning, but they got to put something together. They've had some opportunities for some other runs, but it starts now as we hit the sixth inning.
Yeah, the last two innings, Van Houten, I mean, you're talking about he's cruising, yes, but at the same token, he's got himself behind in the count, and he's walked the first runner each of the last two innings, allowing Donovan West a little bit of momentum. And Uncle Bo definitely was on their side after that last half inning for the Mustangs at the plate. But if anything was in jeopardy as far as that's concerned, Valley Falls took Uncle Mo right back at the bottom half of the fifth, plating two runs to reclaim the lead of their largest now of the game of three. But for Donovan West, again, his patience at the plate, put the ball in play, and they got to figure out a way to get some base runners on here. You mentioned it. They're down to their final six outs of the season.
Well, we mentioned all four of the Valley Falls runs have been scored with two outs. So it has been clutch for the Dragons here today. Six outs spared here for the Mustangs. Another great banter there between the umpire.
I'll tell you what, he is awesome.
Having a great time. Here's Cooper Everly, 3, 4, and 5 due up here for D. West. They're down 3. First pitch low and away for ball 1, and the 6th inning is a go.
And he's still bantering with the crowd. I mean, my goodness, most times people, they don't get that fun banter from an umpire. He usually turns and tosses you out.
Here's a ground ball left side, high chopper, but foul. Evens up here on Everly at 1-1. He is 0-2, couple of strikeouts.
But he screams like he's going to have a good time with you because, look at the mask he's got. It's purple and green.
And it definitely stands out with the all-black top to bottom. Next pitch away, 2-1. Valley Falls leading it 4-1. D. West starting things off here in the top of the 6th inning. Season on the line. Here's a ground ball to the left side and past the diving stretch of Hayden Carney and a leadoff single for Cooper Everly.
All right, that's 3 straight innings now here for Jonathan West, and they have started the inning off with a runner at first base. Now big man Hayden Paolino steps in from the right side. Had a big hit in that first semifinal game for Jonathan West earlier. Reached base last time on an error.
And was picked off at first base. Remembering that was a crucial moment in this game. They had him at the corners with one out. And then Pace after that ended up striking out to end the threat. First pitch to Paolino, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Everly at first base after the leadoff single. Nobody out, top 6. A 4-1 Dragons lead. Next pitch, Hardy swinging a miss, quickly 0-2.
Big spot here for the Mustangs, the top half of the 6th inning. Got a runner at first, Hardy your order.
Regional championship on the line, trip to state on the line. Next pitch, it's hit to the right side, fielded at first. The out is recorded, throw to second. In time for the double play, it goes 3-6. What a defensive effort. Blink of an eye, Jake Spaulding. It is two outs, nobody on.
It's so difficult to talk about how a team is being that efficient. But right there, Nellis, a great grab at first base. And then the gun down to shortstop Hayden Carney that covers and applies the tag for the 2 double play.
I mean, that ball bounced right to Nellis over the bag at first. Easy tag, good throw to second, just like that, a double play. Preston Pace steps in, takes one low for ball 1. Now this one is lifted high in the air. Playable out and left for Meyer, both going out, and it's Meyer to call off Carney to make the catch. And after a leadoff single, it goes down, is facing the minimum. And now D. West down 3, just 3 more outs to spare. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Valley Falls looking for some insurance. They have a 4-1 lead here on CARE.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Joseph Curry on the ones and twos. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman behind the dish. First base side here in Valley Falls. The Dragons coming up here to bat in the bottom of the 6th inning, leading Jonathan West by a score of 4-1.
Got an update for you, Brandon, from Marysville for the Donovan County faithful that are listening in here as Riverside softball wins it, walks it off in the bottom of the 8th inning over Marysville, 5-4. They will now move on to face Nemaha Central in that title game.
That is number 1 seed versus number 2 seed. So chalk playing out in that bracket, which we were over there yesterday for those quarterfinal games. But real quick, what's the thought here for the Dragons? Again, a 3-run lead and looking for a little bit of insurance going into the 7th.
Well, thoughts for the Dragons is keep doing it. Keep getting on base.
Pretty simple
stuff. Put the pressure on. I'm curious. I know Peterson's probably pretty close to his pitch count here, probably within 10 to 15 pitches of his limit in this ball game, and so he's wanting to make quick work here. Keep in mind that Everly does have 24 pitches or so left in the tank for today if needed, but for Valley Falls, they want to go get the first runner on base.
First pitch in the bottom of the 6th inning to A.J. Reeves. Spins in there for a called strike by Peterson, and it's 0-1. Reeves, a single and a run scored in the second. A line out to right in the fourth. Now up here in the sixth, and a good off-speed pitch has swung on and missed to make it 0-2.
Peterson definitely, I mean, again, he's throwing the ball well today.
All four runs for Valley Falls delivered with two outs. Two in the second and two more in the fifth. And he check swings at that one. Does it get away? Yep, he's out. It was a check swing, kicked away to the right side of Paulino. I think Reeves thought it was a ball, and he didn't go around, but Paulino applied the tag, and the umpire said yes. That is a strikeout. Make it four for Peterson.
Yeah, didn't even have to check with the first base umpire at all. The home plate umpire had it the whole time. Yeah, I was about to say, if you noticed, but obviously people at home didn't see it, but umpire had his arms to the side showing safe until the tag was applied.
Here's Grant Meyer, takes one outside, ball number one. He walked back in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. One out, bases empty, bottom six, Valley Falls leading it 4-1. Regional championship game here tonight on CARE. Next one lifted out towards center field, Beach eyeing it, couple steps in and makes the catch. And a quick strikeout and fly out for the first two outs of the inning.
Beach has been quiet out there for the last few innings. He started this game, everything coming to him, but makes a good play there. And D. West right now, Brandon, knowing that they only have three outs to spare on their offensive side, trying to get Valley Falls in order here.
Here is number nine in the order. Matt Stapp, as productive as any today in this game for Valley Falls. Two-run single in the second, a double, and a run scored in the fifth. Bases empty, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch by Peterson, catching the outer edge for strike one.
Good off speed there by Peterson, getting on top early here.
Now Peterson again has pitched well, just a couple mistakes, and has led to some Valley Falls runs. Here's the next one, and it's in there for a called strike, quickly 0-2.
And he's finding his groove here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right now, Brandon has only thrown eight pitches here in this inning.
No balls, two strikes. Peterson sets, kicks, fires. Just missed a little high. It's 1-2. Well, the one run scored by Donovan West, that was in the fifth. Trail by three. Ground ball right side. Keller at second. To his left. Fields fires. And the out is recorded to Clary. And Peterson comes back strong. Goes 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. But the Mustangs offense needs to turn. They need three runs to keep this game alive. We go to the seventh. Don't go anywhere. It's high school baseball on CARE.
It's a party at the pumps at BMP Propane and Naughty Paw Noel. Friday, May 30th from 9 to 1. Just 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75. We're serving up free lunch, awesome giveaways, and your shot to sign up for the MSC Radio Group Camo Cruiser. The ride that turns heads all summer long from 11 to 1. Food, fun, and fuel, all at BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil. Come party with us Friday, May 30th.
With you here on CARE Radio. Final opportunity for the Donovan West Mustangs. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Joseph Curry. Thanks to Ray Penning as well. Well, it's down to this. Regional championship game, Valley Falls with Trenton Van Houten trying to shut the door. We go to the seventh, a 4-1 Valley Falls lead. And it starts with Clary, number six in the order, followed by Keller and Heim. Mustangs got to put something together here to keep their hopes for a state tournament berth alive.
Van Houten has all the pitches in his arsenal available. He's way underneath the limit right now. So for Donovan West, it all starts right here with Clary. They got to get runner number one on base.
They've done a good job tonight getting that leadoff man on, but it hasn't resulted in much outside the one run. First pitch, Van Houten sends to Clary, low and inside for ball one. He walked in, scored the lone run back in the fifth, and now he takes one outside to make it 2-0.
Bottom of the order due up here for D. West, and your Valley Falls, your Trenton Van Houten, you just want to get a ball in play here. Give him an opportunity.
Another one low. Three balls, no strikes. On this spot, this moment in the game, I would expect Clary, at least my mindset, would be take the next two. The pitch. He does take that first one. It's in there for a called strike. Now 3-1.
I'm not sure I'll be in the same boat with you that he's taking here, but
oh, yeah?
I think I'm swinging if it's in there.
And he does swing, and he nubs it, but a foul ball. Boy, it went right back to Van Houten. Would have been an easy play, but it just hit off the inner part of the leg. Yeah, right side of that, kind of right calf there. So fortunate there for Clary, which could have been a potential out, but now the count is at 3-2.
I feel bad for him, too, because the crowd was screaming at him to run. He's like, he called it foul. What do you want to do?
Top of the seventh inning. Valley Falls 3 outs away from a trip to the state tournament. Van Houten kicks, fires. Ground ball right back to Van Houten on one hop. He cleans it up chest high over to first in time for out number one. That brings up Kaysen Keller. 2 outs to spare for the Mustangs. Down 3 in the seventh. Keller 0 for 2, couple of Ks.
Yeah, a couple strikeouts. Van Houten again. For Trenton, you just need to fill it up here. Trust your defense behind you.
First pitch in there called strike. It's 0-1. You mentioned the, as we would say a lot today, the efficiency by Van Houten tonight with that pitch count. Next one in the dirt, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Top seven, Valley Falls, 2 outs away from a trip to Great Bend. And there's a fastball right down Broadway to make it 1-2.
And then close here, if you're Keller, you got to fight it off.
The 1-2. Check swing, he went, tag applied, strikeout recorded, and the Mustangs down to their final out.
Valley Falls 1 out away. On the flip side of that, Brandon, we're going back to the state tournament. You mentioned it earlier today. I feel like they got some unfinished business to take care of out in Great Bend. It all starts here. One more out if you're a Dragon.
Now for the Mustangs to keep it alive, it's up to Brett Heim, who has walked and has struck out. He takes one in there for a called strike, and he quickly falls behind at 0-1. Van Houten works quickly. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Charging. Miller at third. Fields belt high. Throws to first. In time! The gloves fly. The celebration is on. The number one seed, Valley Falls Dragons, are back to the 2-1A state championship tournament with a 4-1 victory in the title game against the Donovan West Mustangs. It was efficient, it was clean, and everything in between, Mr. Jake Spaulding, is he's breaking ankles over here. Congratulations, Valley Falls. Incredible effort. The season is not done for them.
Yeah, good job again. Just staying the course. I mean, Valley Falls, Donovan West, I mean, don't give them anything discredit here because they played a really good game here against the Dragons. But you got to give credit where it's due. Valley Falls in big moments. Came up with big opportunities and big plays right there. And you saw big hits. You saw stealing the bases. You saw a great pitching effort and great defense for the Dragons. That's why they're heading back to Great Bend once again.
And they will head to Great Bend next week with a record of 22-4. So very interested to see how the rest of that bracket shapes out. I would assume that is a top four seed.
Yeah, you would think top four at
you
least.
You would think, but... Yeah. We got to see how some other things shape out. All right, we're going to step aside. Quick 3-minute timeout. We'll come back, wrap things up, and get you out of here. It's been a great day for some baseball. Again, Valley Falls, your regional champs. A 4-1 victory against Donovan West. Back in 3 minutes here on Care Radio.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their 6-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth County. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships. Not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us.
We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
A new school year will be here before you know it. If your kids play middle or high school sports, Kansas requires a sports physical before they can start practice this fall. Take care of it early and avoid the last-minute scramble. This summer, Amberwell is offering 3 sports physical events in June and August at Amberwell Atchison and in July at Amberwell Hiawatha. Registration is required and must be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. The physicals are offered at a flat $25 rate, payable with cash or card only. Register now and be ready to play.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Postgame coverage here on Care Radio. Jake, Brandon, Ray helping out. Joseph Curry finishing us off here today as the Valley Falls Dragons get through to the state tournament for another year. Of course, the first round exit a year ago against Medicine Lodge, a tough defeat, 6-5. They battled through some adversity here this season. We knew they were the best team in the Northeast Kansas League. Their 18-0 league mark certainly proved that, and they got through a couple in the first two rounds with McLeod and then JCN earlier today, but then seeing a very good Donathan West team out of the TBL. Certainly the Mustangs put up a fight, but a 4-1 Valley Falls victory here in the regional championship, a 22-4 record as they head to Great Bend next week.
Yeah, once again, I feel like just unfinished business. They were really focused. They were really excited, ready to rock and roll. And you get to see the energy, you know. When you got energy from Trenton Van Houten out there on the bump. You got the dugouts going. You got a crowd like this on hand for Valley Falls in the background as well. And you get the host. That doesn't hurt. But the energy was good. And the energy was good. And it's so contagious. And one thing goes one way, it just continually builds for you. And momentum was on their side. It briefly left them in that fifth inning when Donovan West got a few things going. They scored their lone run. But man, they bounced right back in the bottom of the fifth inning to the Dragons. And once again, man, 9 whole hitters. They proved to be a big difference maker, and I give credit a lot of that to Coach Burns for, you know, you got to put the right people in the 9-hole. Not everybody is meant for a 9-hole hitter, and a lot of people, like I said about outfield kids that are listening, if Coach puts you in the 8-spot, 9-spot, doesn't mean you're a bad hitter, doesn't mean that you're not good enough to be in the top 4, but you're in the position where you need to be in order to have that be a great opportunity for you to just be that secondary leadoff, that opportunity to get on base. Because you need that top to bottom. You need no holes in your lineup. When I set my lineup, my friend, I want to make sure there is nowhere in my lineup where there is potentially 2 outs back-to-back.
Well, this is the 4th time, Jake, in the last 5 years that Valley Falls has made it out to the state tournament. Of course, a third-place finish back in 2022. They made it last year, lost to Medicine Lodge in a heartbreaking game, 6-5. 2 years ago in that stretch was the year they didn't make it. They got to a regional title game 2 years ago but came up short. But again, success. You mentioned, quote, rich tradition, rich history. You got one of the best players that has ever put on a baseball uniform in the state in Hayden Carney, the senior class, top to bottom. We talked about how the number 9 hitter was hitting north of 300.
Right, right.
And just it's everybody 1 through 9. They got elite pitching, and this is a team that is certainly eager, willing to put the work in and come away with a state championship, as again, 4 times in the last 5 years they've been there.
Exactly. You got an opportunity now. And again, give credit right now as we're watching as Donovan West is taking the field with Valley Falls. They're going to get their awards here. But a Valley Falls Dragon team that is led by Coach Luke Burns, very, very good. Again, top to bottom, this is a team that with the record that they've got, what, 4 losses on the season, they're going to be a top 4 seed, I'd imagine, out there in Great Bend. They're going to be a tough out. But I think making it to state, you mentioned it, 4 of the last 5 years, that's not the goal for this team. They want to get to that championship game. They want to get that opportunity to bring home a state title.
Let's talk about the start tonight. Trenton Van Houten, again, we're kind of hanging around. We're going to hope to maybe get head coach Luke Burns maybe to join us for a couple minutes. But, of course, the celebration going on the field. Trenton Van Houten, again, pitching all seven innings, kept it below that pitch count, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 run, and 3 walks. As we're coming in hot here, saying hi to all the faithful out here. What's up, Coach? Good to see you, brother. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Again, we're chatted up here on Care Radio as the Mustangs coming up short with Donovan West again making this regional championship game. Valley Falls Dragons taking the pictures right now, but Jake again greeting the people. But I was talking about Trenton Van Houten again, all seven innings, 8 strikeouts, 3 walks, 1 run, 3 hits. He's been elite. I'd have to imagine first team All State in terms of being obviously, again, when you look at the numbers, one of the best pitchers in the state in the most crucial game of the year, he put on a show.
I just think that he's got that moxie. And then we talked about it in the second semifinal game of Donovan West and Oskaloosa. Now, as a pitcher, you got to have that mindset. You got to have that moxie and a little swagger. And let's be honest, a little bit of confidence that you got to have that can come across as arrogant with some people. But it's the swagger that that young man has. And my goodness, it is one of the best things that I've gotten to see this year in baseball is his excitement on the bump. He would have a couple bad innings. He walked 2 straight innings, a leadoff runner on base. And what does he do instead of dipping his head, getting frustrated, throwing his glove like you've seen some kids do at this age level? He gets right back to work.
Yeah.
He throws another, I mean, again, he goes very next batter after throwing 7 straight balls. He throws 3 straight strikes after that to strike a kid out. Those are the types of players that you got to have on your team. And Trent Van Houten is one of those elite players that I would say he's a top 5 pitcher in the entire state. You mentioned earlier, be shocked if he's not first team.
I'd be shocked if half of this roster, I think you could argue, would be potentially first team. I think you can make a case that 7 of these 9 main hitters for Valley Falls, I would think, make some kind of All-State recognition, whether it's first team, second team, or third team. Even honorable mention.
They've got to be on that list, but specifically Trenton Van Houten, again, you can't say enough about what the kid's done. You know, again, he's good at a lot of sports. I would say, arguably, again, we've seen him in both on the basketball court and here on the diamond. I'd say he's a pretty dang good baseball player, and he does it on the offensive side, the defensive side, and pitching. He's a great catcher, and he's a great teammate. He was out there. He's the first one that was encouraging his teammates, which I look at that a lot when I'm watching a baseball game. I want to see, you might be the best player, but are you picking up your teammates? And he is doing that as well.
All right, real quick, let's toss the flowers here to Donovan West. Again, as their season comes up short in this regional title game, what a year they had, 18-7. They went 10-5 in league play. They had an incredible 2-1 win today against, obviously, Oskaloosa, who was a top 3 team in the NEKL. It was a pitcher's duel and able to get that late run on a wild pitch to come away with that win and get to this game. But impressive season, Donovan West. Boy, TVL baseball was very good this year. Yeah. Frankfort was very good, although they ended up coming up short in their regional tournament. Centralia was solid as well, just getting their baseball program going. But D-West kind of leading that charge in terms of top-tier teams in the TVL.
Yeah, TVL had a great year. And this Donovan West team, again, semifinals, you got to pitch your best pitcher. You have to. You got to make it to the championship game. You don't want to ever be that, oh, what if we would have pitched our best pitcher in the semifinals if you never make it through? So they had to throw Everly in that very first semifinal game today. However, I would be very curious to see how Everly pitches against Valley Falls. Not that Peterson did a bad job. He pitched great.
6 innings, 4 strikeouts, couple of walks, just gave up 6 hits, the 4 runs. But we mentioned again, all 4 of those runs were scored with 2 outs. So a pitch here, pitch there. Could be a much different ball game.
There was a couple situations that came up that I felt like in that first semifinal game earlier today for Donovan West, Everly was able to make the pitch when he needed to get out of an inning, and Peterson just wasn't able to get over that hump today. As you mentioned, those 2 out hits, that's when Valley Falls went to work. That's when they scored their runs, and that's what ultimately is the difference in this game.
Valley Falls, 2 runs on the 2 RBI single by Matt Stapp in the second, and then 2 more runs on 3 hits in the 5th inning on back-to-back 2-out knocks, one a double by Van Houten and the other a single by Colin Carney. Let's do this. Let's step aside. Quick timeout. We're going to try to get Coach Luke Burns for a couple minutes. If not, we'll wrap things up. We'll get some post-game from him either way. But one quick timeout. Appreciate you, Joe, back in studio. We'll take a quick timeout back after this as our post-game coverage continues here on KARE Radio.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Back here on Care Radio one final time as we're wrapping things up. Our post-game coverage of the Class 2-1A Regional Baseball Tournament in Valley Falls. The host Dragons getting it done, winning the regional championship here with a 4-1 victory against Donovan West in the title game. Head coach of the Dragons, Luke Burns, joining us here a couple of minutes. We appreciate the time, Coach, man. It's been a fun week watching this tournament play out. Started with the win against McLeod last week. Two familiar opponents, of course, in the first two rounds. JCN earlier today. You get a great start from Kearney. Shutout win, 7-0. You guys have to sit around a little bit. Watch D. West win a great game against Oskaloosa, 2-1 in the other semifinal. You guys come away with a 4-1 win. What's just kind of the thoughts? And obviously thrilled for your team to get a return trip back to state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going back to the beginning of the season, that's what we have 3 goals. One of them is to win league.
Check.
Second one, win the regional championship.
Check.
And a third one that Valley Falls, a men's Valley Falls sports never done, to win the state championship. So
yeah,
that's always our goal. But this tournament, you know, I preach to these guys, and it's not just in the regional tournament, but all season, I preach to them that we're going to see everybody's best all the way through, pitching-wise, hitting. Everybody's gassed up to play us. We got a target on our backs.
Well, for the last 5 years, you guys have made state a third-place finish a few years ago. I know last year it was kind of a heartbreaking loss to Medicine Lodge in that first round, but I'm sure, obviously, the senior class itching to get back, and you guys have that right to do so next week. But I want to go through a couple of players real quick, just kind of get your thoughts. I think we got to start with Hayden Kearney. Just an incredible career, all-time career hits leader in the state, holds a bevy of school records. I mean, you see it firsthand every single day. What can you tell us about your boy and Hayden Kearney?
That kid's determined at everything he does, and it couldn't have happened to a better kid. Him and I, 4 years, his freshman year was my first year coaching, and there's not another competitor like that kid. He works at everything that he does, and I'm so proud of him, and his high school career is decorated, but he knows that we ain't done yet.
Yeah, he knows. I'm sure he would wipe all those records out the door if it meant you guys were able to hoist the state championship next week. Trent Van Houten, another great start. He's been elite on the mound this year, is obviously going all 7 innings. He kept it well under the pitch count. He was efficient, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 walk, or 1 run, I should say.
Yep. You know, got to a point where he struggled a little bit in there, but I kept preaching to him to clear the mechanism and to not let the noise get to him. Stay even keel, and he bounced back from those and pitched a complete game and couldn't ask for a better kid out there.
How about your number 9, Matt Staff? He had 2 monster hits today. We Jake loves the number nine hitter. We've been calling it all day, but he had the big two-run single in the second, got the scoring going, also had a huge hit in the game against Jefferson County North. We looked through a lot of teams that we cover across the state, and just one through nine, it's hard to believe most schools have a number nine hitter hitting well over 300. That's the case with Staff. He was big tonight.
You go to a lot of other teams, he's a one-hole, two-hole kind of guy. But, you know, I've lived and died by the, you want the guy turning your lineup over a leadoff. You're getting right back into.
He called it. Hey, Jake was calling it.
I've been a huge proponent of that. Hayden did it his freshman year and then moved right to the starting, you know, front side of the lineup.
Pitching, defense, so crucial this point in the year, and watching you guys multiple times outside of this tournament this year, you guys are just so elite defensively. You don't commit a ton of errors, if any, most games. So the work that you guys put in on the defensive side, and it certainly shows, you guys are probably one of the best defensive teams out there.
Right. We preach at practice that if we make the plays we're supposed to make, we're going to be in every single game we play. It doesn't matter who we play. And that's rang true all the way through, ground balls every day, all kinds of stuff, fly balls. You know, that's, like I said, make the plays you're supposed to make and good things are going to happen.
Well, we'll wait and see kind of how everything else shapes out here over the next 24 hours or so. But you guys have a mark of 22-4. You know, we were kind of talking out loud. I would have to imagine that's at least the top four seed going in. You just never know how some things shape out. But just give us kind of the itinerary next few days. You celebrate it tonight, obviously. You got to give the kids a chance to celebrate. But I'm sure there's some kind of prep, either practice or whatever, with you and your coaches tomorrow, and it's a pretty quick turnaround getting out to Great Bend middle of next week.
Yep. You know, it's these guys know it. We preach it. When we go out to Great Bend, it's a business trip. Said it, you know, the freshmen have heard it for 4 years now, but three going out there, that it's a business trip. We've walked in from this moment now. We enjoy tonight. But tomorrow we're right back at it, and we'll probably try to find a place to play on some turf.
Well, there it is. Luke Burns joining us, head coach for Valley Falls. They win the regional championship 4-1 against Donovan West. Fourth time in 5 years that the Dragons have made it out to the state tournament. Last year, first-round loss a couple of years ago, back in 2022, a third-place finish. Coach, congratulations again. We'll be covering you guys the whole way and excited to get out there with you next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. We sure appreciate it.
There it is. Luke Burns joining us. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here on CARE. A 4-1 victory for Valley Falls against Donovan West. Thanks to the coach going back to celebrate. Real quick, thanks again, Joseph Curry, Ray Penning. But just kind of a final thought here, as we saw a couple really good games today, and Valley Falls itching to get back out there, fourth time in 5 years. Let's see if they can take that next step.
That's the biggest thing at this point, is they want to take that step to the next level. Coach mentioned it, never want to say title. That's what's on the board for them.
Thinking about that now is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, as many times as they've gone to state, whether it's in basketball or in baseball, that they don't have a banner saying the state champion. Opportunity's knocking, and this is a team that can do it. They've got
this could be the best team they have assembled in maybe that 4 or 5 year stretch.
Yeah, 100%. They've got pitching, they've got hitting, but they've got the speed and they've got the baseball IQ. And again, Coach Burns is a great coach. You know, again, it's just kind of funny, you know, the fact that his 9-hole hitter is his second leadoff hitter. That is a winning lineup. And too many teams don't follow that. I'm a big fan of it. I'm so glad that he's a big fan of it as well, because proof's in the pudding. You get your 9-hole as a second leadoff person that can hit every single time, get on base, and that's what sets this team apart from somebody else. Best of luck to Valley Falls. I know that Fluke will be out there in Great Bend and bringing the coverage back to folks at home.
We have all the action covered for Valley Falls next week, so we'll keep an eye on the matchups, the times, and everything in between. But for now, it is time to sign off. Thanks again, Ray Penning, Joseph Curry stepping in late. Jake, it was fun. It always is. Three good games today, capped off with a Valley Falls 4-1 victory, winning the regional championship against Donovan West. Again, the final score was 4-1, and here are the totals. Real quick, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on base for Valley Falls. The record now 22-4, as Van Houten goes 7 innings on the mound, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits, and 1 earned run to pick up the win. On the other side for Donovan West, their season ends with a record of 18-7 today. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors, and they left 4 on base. Again, congratulations to Valley Falls. For Joseph, for Ray, Jake, Brandon, signing off. We'll talk to you next week in Great Bend. Congratulations to Valley Falls. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot Country 93.7.